Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. And when Abraham was 90 years old, the Lord appeared to him, to Abram, and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, meaning El Shaddai. He said, I am El Shaddai. First of all, God shows up to Abraham. Didn't say Almighty God. He basically said, listen, I am El Shaddai. He shows up to Abraham, and El Shaddai, he means God came to him and said, listen, I am the God of more than enough. I'm the God that always gives you more than what you need. When he was 90-some years old, God shows up and says, listen, I'm the God of abundance. I'm the God of abundance. I'm the God of super exceeding things. Almost seems like when you're at the end of your ropes, the God of abundance shows up. When you've run out of all your strength, all of your ability. I mean, Abraham couldn't work up this stuff at that age. Come on, he was past his years. But God shows up and says, now your plenty has come. Abundance has come. And he said, walk before me and be thou perfect. Well, walk means what? Faith, the walk of faith. Walk before me and be thou perfect. There was God was saying prosperity of soul. He says, and listen, just get yourself together. You just be right. You just structure yourself and form yourself. You be perfect. I'll be God. And you just walk before me in the right way. Don't you try to do anything. Let me do something through you. The God of more than enough comes to you. And what he says, walk out your life. But walk out your life in this pattern. Walk out your life in righteousness. Walk out your life in holiness. Walk out your life in peace. The life of peace is a life of prosperity. And he said to him, oh, praise God, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I, God said. He said, I will do what? Multiply thee exceedingly. That's a promise, isn't it? He said, then I am the Lord thy God. Well, that word, Lord thy God, he said, I am El Shaddai. Now, we all need, when we're learning about abundance, we're learning about a prosperity, we're also learning about the names of God. One of the names is what? Jehovah Jireh, God our provider, right? Also, what mountain was named after Jehovah Jireh? Mount Moriah, correct? But in this scripture right here in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, he said, I am Jehovah El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. And he gave him a promise of abundance, exceeding abundance, more than enough. And tonight what we're talking about in prosperity, and we talked about prosperity of soul last night, that don't try to get prosperity in the natural things until you get prosperity of souls, because you won't be able to keep it. But now we're going on to let you realize that prosperity is truly prosperity in the natural sense as well. We're going to look here at several Hebrew words that break down what prosperity truly is. And why do we want to break down these words? Is because many times we read the Bible in tradition. Many times we read the Bible with the wrong mindset based on what other people have told us. We'll read words and make up stuff that it's supposed to mean when it doesn't mean that at all. Now, one of the Hebrew words, you can spell it like this, R-O-B. Put an E on the end of it, but the E doesn't belong there. It's robe. We're breaking down the word abundantly. Its meaning includes a great number of things, huge, to be increased, more, multiply, or plenty. Another Hebrew word I want to give you is sharatz. A lot of times when they're saying the word abundantly, they're using the word sharatz. Okay, and in that word is to swarm, or abound. Third word I want to give you is rabbah. It can be spelled R-A-B-A-H. Rabbah. It means to increase in whatever respect, enlarge, excel, heap, to make plenty, and to multiply. And of course, we've already studied the Greek word for abundance. And of course, that means more than enough, beyond measure, excessive, and superior. That means to be on the top and not on the bottom. The God of abundance says, listen, you do this and I'll do this. Many people are trying to multiply themselves. Many people are trying to magnify themselves. Many people are trying to make themselves rich. Many people are trying to run the whole world for themselves. Guess what? It's not going to work. God says, listen, you're Abram. Guess what? And this is what I am. You meet me and I'll change your name. I'll give you a new destiny. I'll give you the future. You need to come into contact with the God that is more than enough. It is not what you do, basically, people. It's who you know. It's one person you need to know. You need to know El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. You need to cut a covenant with the abundant God, period, point blank. That's how you prosper. You cut a covenant with El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. And I will make a covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. That's where it starts. That's the promise, and that's where the promise starts. Now, we told you several Hebrew words that we break down the word abundance or abundantly. Is that it? In Hebrew, we know sharats. It means to swarm and to abound. Robe, which means to multiply, to number much, plenty, or to increase, to be huge. All right? And rabah, which also means to increase in respect, to enlarge or excel, to heap up, to have plenty, and to multiply. And we don't want to forget our Greek words either, right? That one Greek word that we've been studying, you can spell it like this, P-E-R-I-S-S-O-S. It can be summarized by its meaning of superabundant in quality or superior in quality, excessive and beyond measure. Everybody say excessive. And beyond measure. That's the abundance that God is talking about. Now, people get a problem with dealing with a God that would do that for people. See, the devil likes to steal life from us and to have us live a substandard of life. But when we cut covenant with God and start to walk in the Spirit and walk in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, God will start to do some stuff for us. He'll start to cause you to walk like everyone that cut covenant with him walked in Bible times or in scriptural times. Excessive and beyond measure. Is anybody ready for some excessive blessings? Anybody ready for some excessive blessings? Some blessings beyond measure? We said we found out the quality, the standard of God's blessing and the standard of his giving. He started out with his kid. He's a giver. Everybody wants to put themselves in link and in sync with these Bible characters, but nobody wants to walk like the Bible characters walk. I mean, these were some faith people. And we're going to be fine. I mean, we like to limit, wash some stuff down, and we don't want to get into league where they're in league. But we're going to show our, tonight we're going to look at some of the things and in some of their circumstances and see whether we're in their league or not and how we can get in their league. Now, when we're getting into abundance, these is the same words when they talk about abundance in the Bible or abundantly that you can put your thing, the word abundance in reference to. Genesis chapter 1, verse 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures. Abundantly. Well, how much water do we have over the earth right now? About how much of the earth is covered with water? What is it? Three quarters, isn't it? Three quarters of the earth is filled with water. It's covered with water. Now, isn't that abundant? That's more than enough water. And we're all living on the land. It's kind of like our American piece of pie when they say the good life. You know, when you split up all the money in America, and if you split it the money, if it was like a piece of pie, you'd split it up four ways, and you figure out how would they divide the pie. You know, everybody gets a little piece. You had four guys up there, and there was one piece of pie. How would you divide that pie? Would you give everybody one slice of pie? Well, that would seem to be the right thing to do. But when you look at the wealth in our nation, and the wealth of the world, do you know how it's divided up right now? One guy is eating three pieces of pie, and everybody else is sharing one. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? Somebody, there's some room for some abundance, isn't it? At least you can get another bite. At least you can get another bite. If anybody needs to get into abundance, it's the church of the living God. All the stuff that I thought about prosperity, I'm having to renew my mind all over again. I'm having her after doing this 30 days and looking at some of the things that God is revealing about abundance and prosperity. I'm having to renew my mind all over again. It's way out there. I tell you what, it's way out there. And I'm finding out that a lot of things that I've been believing God for in my spirit is stuff that's in league with where these guys are rolling. Say, let it bring forth abundance. Let's look at another one. Genesis chapter 8, verse 17. Bring forth with every living creature, every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. What God creates, he speaks over it and says, grow. God's signature is abundance. Whenever God draws a picture, he signs his name on the bottom, El Shaddai. More than enough. How do you know when God's involved in something? He always signs the bottom of it, something that only God can do. Every living thing grows. All right, Genesis chapter 9, verse 7. And you, be ye fruitful, and multiply, and bring forth in the earth, and multiply therein. What type of picture do you get from these passages of Scripture about God's creation? What words would you use to describe abundance? What words would you use to describe abundance when you think about the word abundant? A whole lot of stuff. More than what I can imagine. Something that only God can do. Abundance. How many want to get in league? I've gotten beyond the point where I just want to be rich. Guess what? I want to be abundantly prospered the way that God says I could be prospered. And that is a supernatural thing. We're ready to see not just rich people, but biblically and God-prospered people. That's why God said, listen, I'm not just trying to do what Bill Gates have got. I want to go beyond that. I want to do something that I did over Solomon. I want to do something that I did to Abram. God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think, ask, or imagine. Listen, if you've already seen it, you're not imagining it. Of course you can imagine Bill Gates' house. You can read in the book. Of course you can imagine the houses and the lands that you see all around you. That's easy. But God can do way beyond what you ever could think, ask, or imagine. What kind of person will he do that for? Somebody that walks uprightly. Someone's got a covenant with God. Someone has already surrendered their life to God. What kind of person will God turn over his abundance to? There are several people that can't be blessed. Why can't they be blessed? Because if God blessed, if there's some people in their mentality, if they were to be blessed in their mentality and in the way that they're living right now, it would be miserable for everybody else. He'd be destroying somebody else's world by giving you money. Because somebody would have to work for you. Somebody would have to deal with you. Somebody would have to serve you. And somebody would have to put up with you. Think about it. What kind of person are you going to be with all that power, with all that authority? Is your abundance being held back up for the sake of somebody else? How would they like to have you with several $1 million marching around town? What kind of life? Come on. Amen. Get yourself together. Maybe we're not being prospered to the point right now because people are praying, Lord, deliver me. There are several people that there are several people you don't want to have a bunch of stuff. They run out of things to do. They get corrupt. Yes. Get evil. Anybody ever seen those movies, Batman? Different movies like that. You see those people that got all the money in the world, they don't have anything else to do but make a mess. Maybe that's some of the reason why the body of Christ and why people aren't entering into superabundance right now for the sake of somebody else. How are you treating, what kind of walk are you walking with what you got right now? Are you faithful in the little bit you got right now? I mean, God wants to know when you get that kind of money, you get that kind of thing, that you'll become a blessing and not a curse. See, Abraham had a covenant with God. He says, I'm going to bless you so you can be a blessing. He said, I'm not going to bless you so that you could be an oppressor to somebody else. See, that's one of the things that goes along with superabundance. But that money's, it's all in your name. God will do it for you. Guess what? But it's meant that you might be a blessing to others. That you're going to make a difference. I mean, that they smile when they see you coming. The covenant. That in blessing, I will bless thee. That as you're blessing others, he will bless you. Look at 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 30. The wealth of the wicked is about to be returned to the righteous where it belongs. God's ready to turn this thing around. You're not just going to be rich. You're going to be prospering. That's a big difference. There's a big difference. I mean, you're ready to step up. You're ready to get into the league with the big boys. A very prosperous man. I haven't heard that term in a long time. I've heard people say that's a rich man. Rich men can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. I've heard people saying that's a very rich person, but I want the Holy Ghost to get on me so much, not just in riches and wealth, but I want it to prosper my spirit. Somebody said that's a prosperous man. That's a man where the hand of God's on. That's what God wants to do to you. You know, we should be prosperous to the point to where we can just do what God tells us to do. We enjoy somebody's coming and say, you were making $48,000 a year. Don't worry about it. Here's a check. Let me pay. Just hang with me for a year. Just drive the bus. Do what God tells you to do. That's abundance. This is what we're getting into in this last and final hour, in this last day. And we're not going to have to ask the world. People are going to be in the bondage to the world to do what God wants them to do. We're going to have more than enough. Not scratching and clawing. You hear God, you got more than enough to do with God. Ain't no scratching and clawing anymore. We're coming to the top. I'm talking about abundance. This is what God's about to pour out over the earth today. I want to be like Jesus. Jesus was able to take care of his stuff, wasn't he? He'd say, listen, drop your nets and follow me. He knew he had more than enough, and when he ran out of stuff, he would go to the fish's mouth. Come on, I can hold you. He paid people to come to the mountain. What do you mean he paid? They can't. He said, they've been sitting there all day long. Don't send them away. Feed them. 5,000 way back then. He said, look, y'all feed them. He said, listen, we don't got that kind of money. He said, God says, I know what I've got. I got the anointing of, I've got prosperity. I've got the kind of prosperity that everything I put my hand to and speak over it, it turns into more. What did he do? That was a spirit of prosperity over the fish and the loaves of the bread. They were talking about money. He said, no, I'm prospered. I can speak to fish and bread and cause it to multiply. I'll cause it to stretch. We got more than enough to do what God wants us to do. And some left over. You want to talk about a prosperous man? Jesus was. We're going to find later on in this series. Don't miss the series. We got 30 days, and we're finding out even with 30 days of this, we don't have near enough time to plant the seed of abundance that God is doing. God has prophesied that there'd be millionaires. Guess what? And we're planting the seed for it. We're planting the seed and getting in the word about it, and watch it start to manifest. Watch. Not just stroking your ego. We're sitting in the word of God. Watch it manifest. Can't you understand what abundance is all about? It gets beyond my house, my car, but thank God for houses and cars. It gets beyond. I'm going to do what God tells me to do in a big way. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 30. And he took their king's crowns from off their heads, and the weight thereof was a talent of gold with the precious stones, and it was set on David's head. And he brought forth the spoil of the cities in great abundance. Somebody, that's just one battle, isn't it? That's a haul, isn't it? So God's ready. He can give you some stuff if you need some stuff. See, we skip over stuff all the time and forgot all the stuff that's going on. Isn't that great? Listen, look at that. And he took their king's crown from off his head, and the weight thereof was one talent of gold. If you understood what that was, you'd be shouting. And with the precious stones, and it was set on David's head, and he brought forth the spoil of the city in great abundance. When we're in a city right now, and there's a whole bunch of stuff out there, and we're ready to rip the crown off the head of the spirits and principalities in this area and put it on Jesus and take the spoil. When David won a battle, what was brought forth? Turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 3. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails of the doors of the gate. He had abundance, didn't he? Didn't he have abundance? If you want to look at all that he had, you can study right there in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 3, talking about some of the abundance that David had. Describes what he prepared the house of the Lord with. the kind of things that he had more than enough to do what God wanted him to do. Do you get the idea that David had a tight budget? Do you get the idea that we're building this house the way he built God's house? I'm going to build it the Bible way. Do you get the idea when you look at how he did things back there in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 3, and David prepared iron in what? Abundance, not just enough. Well, we better stretch that carpet. Maybe we can pull it over a couple extra feet. Maybe we can stretch it. Maybe we can stretch this and stretch that, and everything's so tight. Tight. Cough, and the building falls apart. And the nails for the doors of the gates, and the joints, and the brass in abundance, without weight. Also, cedar trees in abundance, for they of Tyre brought much cedar wood to David. Now going down to verse 14. Now behold, in my trouble I have prepared the house of the Lord, and 100,000 talents of gold, and 1,000 talents of silver, and of brass and iron without weight, for it is in abundance. Timber also and stone have I prepared, that thou mayest add thereunto. Moreover, there are workmen with thee in abundance, more than enough hewers and workmen of stone and timber, and all manner of cunning men for every manner of work. How would you like to be a kingdom provider? I like that. Somebody say, what's your job, kingdom provider? What's your job? I provide kingdom finance. I'm a kingdom finance person. Somebody, I'm already doing it. I'm already doing it. And I've only just begun. I just found out I was doing it in a cheap way, and the devil trying to put me in the box. I'm coming out of the box in Jesus' name. Somebody say, praise God. For the liberal soul shall be watered. Watch. Somebody say, practice. Doesn't make perfect, it makes permanent. David was a man after God's own heart. Said no man can serve money, can serve both man, mammon, and God. You can't be rich and follow God. You can't have more than enough and follow God. You know, you got to give up everything you got and be broke. You don't want to be distracted by any of those things. That's crazy. You can be real rich and have a heart after God. The Bible says David was a man after God's own heart, and he was a very rich, rich, rich man. Somebody say, praise God. And you should have the same mindset. I want to be able to say, I want to honor the Lord with all my substance. And some people can't honor the God with substance because they ain't got nothing. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, 7 through 15. In that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and hath made me to reign in his stead. Great mercy and great grace. I mean, that guy did all those things wrong. I mean, committed adultery. I mean, that boy was a mess. But God still blessed him anyhow. God still blessed him anyhow because he had a heart that was after God. And Solomon said, listen, you blessed my dad, died a very rich man. Amen. That's a testimony. My dad died blessed. You showed mercy unto my father, and now I'm reigning. Somebody say, glory to God. I'm reigning in my dad's stead. He said, listen, I've got everything I need. Why wasn't he answering that stuff? He already had. He was reigning in his dad's stead. His dad was doing okay. We read several scriptures before. He didn't break himself doing that. So he didn't have it. I mean, he was already set. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said unto Solomon, because this, glory. Solomon found out what God wanted. Solomon knew what his job was. He knew what his call was and what his destiny was. God's heart was for those people that he had put. You see, the king in the Old Testament is like a pastor. You see, they were called to lead the people and to be an example before the people and to hear God and to move in different directions. And he said, now look, just help me, give me wisdom that I can do what you want me to do. I'm not after myself. I want to take care of the people that you gave me. I want to stay on the job. I want to prosper the people. I want to have wisdom. I want to have all these things. And when God saw where his heart was, somebody say, amen. Are you catching this? When God saw where his heart was, he said, I'm focused, God. I understand where you're going. I understand what you want. Now, look, just prosper me to the point and bless me to the point with knowledge. He said, prosper my mind. Prosper my soul that I might be able to judge. That I might be able to judge and discern. Somebody said, get me together, God, so I can just do what you want me to do. And God said, whoa-oh. Uh-oh, this is a man that's marked. I'm going to have to hook you up. See, when you get focused in your ministry, everybody's got a ministry and everybody's got a call and everybody's got a purpose. When you get focused in it, God will get with you. When you get with that, God will get with you. Amen. Say amen. And listen, and God said unto Solomon, because this was in thine heart and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, what did he not ask for? Riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast thou asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, amen, over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee. I'm going to give you what you ask for. Somebody say, praise God. And I'm going to give you riches. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you wealth, and I'm going to give you honor. Now listen, if he just followed God's heart and God turned around, he asked, Lord, just let me do what I got to do. Listen, I'm going to be prosperous just by asking God for wisdom, amen, to talk to you. He sowed his own heart, and he sowed his own heart. He said, Lord, I'm going to live to do what you want me to do. And God said, because you're going to live to do what I want, and you're going to serve my people, and you're going to do it the right way, you're going to do it with honor and integrity and with anointing, guess what? I'm going to pay you. I'm going to pay you with riches. Somebody say riches. Wealth, say it. And honor, such as none of the kings have ever had, have had before thee, neither shall any have ever like thee. Then Solomon came from his journey to a high place, which was called Gibeon, to Jerusalem, from before the tabernacle of the congregation, and reigned over Israel. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, which he placed in chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. The king made silver and gold at Jerusalem as precious as stones, and cedar trees made he as the sycamore trees there that are in value for abundance. God abundantly blessed Solomon, didn't he? Did God bless Solomon? Did he abundantly bless him? He gave him so many chariots that he had to have a chariot city. He had to have a chariot city for all of the chariots he had. Look at how precious the silver and gold was. Check out this. 1 Kings chapter 10. When you get it, say, I got it. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1. We're just building the case. So when we say God's about to prosper you, we want to be sure you know what prosperity is. We want you to know what you're going for.
And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions, that was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom in the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up unto the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, It was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit I believed not the words until I came, and mine eyes had seen it, and behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices very great store, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the navy also of Hiram that brought gold from Ophir brought in from Ophir great plenty of almug trees and precious stones. And the king made of the almug trees pillars for the house of the Lord and for the king's house, harps also, and psalteries for singers. There came no such almug trees, nor were seen unto this day. And King Solomon gave unto the queen of Sheba all her desire. Whatsoever she asked, beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 603 talents of gold. Beside that he had of the merchantmen and of the traffic of the spice merchants and of all the kings of Arabia and of the governors of the country. And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. 600 shekels of gold went to one target. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold. 3 pounds of gold went to one shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with the best gold. The throne had 6 steps, and the top of the throne was round behind, and there were stays on either side on the place of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the stays, and 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was nothing accounted of in the days of Solomon. For the king had at sea a navy of Tharshish with the navy of Hiram. Once in 3 years came the navy of Tharshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory,
once
and
a year. Once a year his gold came in. Once a year, did you say?
Let's see. Once in 3 years.
Once every 3 years he had a delivery. Okay.
So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart.
Now, there are several things that we want to look at in that. Somebody say, that's abundance. God made reference and said Solomon wasn't clothed like one lily of the field. And God said, how much more will he do for you? Amen. Now see, Solomon had I want you to understand, he had a prospered soul as well. Because 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 8, this is evidence of a prospered soul. Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants, which stand continually. You can pay people to work, but you can't pay people to be happy. They just enjoyed being there. He was a blessed man. God can do it for you. Why is it in the Bible? So you can apply the same principles to your life and see God do that for you. The Queen of Sheba saw firsthand the prosperity of King Solomon. Whatever it is did she see that God had blessed Solomon's with wisdom, riches, and honor. She saw it. You could see it. It was all over. She saw evidence of prosperity. The seen and the unseen. The things that money could buy and the things that money couldn't touch. People came to hear of him because of his abundance. It says that in the last verse here in verse 24. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. See, God put wisdom in his heart, the word in his heart. And that word that he put in his heart caused riches and abundance and wealth to come back to him. One talent. Remember the guy, one talent, whenever you hear the word talent, is $29,085. So imagine when the guy had 10 talents and one guy had one talent. Oh, he only had one talent. He just shy of $30,000. How many talents do you have? No talent. So you see the league that God starts out with. Maybe we're not even in that same league. Authorities agree that one talent of gold is roughly the equivalent to 125 troy pounds. Additionally, there are 12 troy ounces per troy pound, or 1,500 troy ounces in each talent of gold. Therefore, if one talent of gold equals 125 troy pounds, or 1,500 troy ounces, and the current price of gold is at $350 per troy ounce, then one talent of gold would be the equivalent to $500,025 in our modern day equivalents. The 120 talents of gold that the Queen of Sheba gave to Solomon were equal to $3,490,200 on a conservative side. The Queen of Sheba dropped $3,490,200. Okay? That's what Queen of Sheba dropped on him just because she saw how blessed he was. They were playing hardball. Okay, I mean, we're talking abundance, people. Think about the guy that had 10 talents, was given 10 talents. Now, that's the conservative side. Now, if you want our side, okay, for today, if it were given out today, okay, if it were going on in today's economy, the equivalent of the Queen of Sheba's offering was $63 million. Using the current price of gold. In either case, her gift was substantial. Amen. Then that was somebody that was just giving him money because he was already rich. That was just what she came to drop off because of his wisdom and his blessing. Hallelujah. He was already blessed. She was blessing him because he was blessed. He had more than she did. And she gave him $63 million. Hallelujah. You nearly got to cry to get $50 out of somebody today. You can't get $63, you know. You got to literally have tears in your eyes to get $630. But God's people are these people back there were rolling. I'm going to upgrade my faith. And the latter glory shall be greater than the former glory. And the latter glory shall be greater than the former glory. You're going to tell me they're going to be sowing $60 million back then and all that kind of stuff today and we shabbing on today? Come on now. Prosperity. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's nothing. We thought somebody was going to give us $2.2 million. We were jumping up and down. Hallelujah. Where's my $63 million? All right, I'll take 30. Notice that he is the God of more than enough. Don't you think what she saw was enough? Don't you think what she saw was enough? Why did she have to throw more on it? Was the Queen of Sheba an abundant giver? The next time you wonder if God wants you to have abundance, just remember King Solomon. God demonstrated what his definition of riches and wealth were in the way he blessed Solomon. And for further inspiration, look up Matthew chapter 6. Let's go there. Verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. So many people don't think about anybody else but themselves. God made it clear. You take no thought for your life. God will consider your life. He'll watch out for your stuff. Somebody say your life. Circle your. What ye shall eat and what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on, is not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. A God that got $63 million offering. Wherefore, if your Father so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more, somebody say much more, clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles do seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. You need them. Say, I need them. But, somebody say, but. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Supernatural prosperity will only come to those that seek first the kingdom of God. You might be able to get rich. Amen. But I'm not just out to get rich. I'm out to get prospered. Amen. There have been a lot of people died trying to get rich. Just because you're trying to get rich doesn't mean you're going to get rich. But if you seek God, you're guaranteed to get prospered. And when you seek God, prosperity will cover your riches. It goes along with it. Riches is a package deal of prosperity. See, prosperity is the mode of travel that God's taking you to the next place he wants you to go. So take no thought for tomorrow. That's the key right there. See, this is what I believe. I believe in prosperity. I believe in great wealth. And I believe in supernatural abundance. Amen. More than enough. And I'm going to have more than enough. I'm just waiting for it to get here. Not going out there to get it for myself. I'm just waiting for it and watch it show up. How am I going to get it? Doing everything God told me to do. Amen. I thank God that I'm praying that the Queen of Sheba will bring it. And not just one of those people in the nation that came up there. You know, one of the people, I did this for you. Queen of Sheba brought it over. Somebody they didn't even expect from a different country. Many of you expecting stuff to come out of what you got your hands on, your responsibility. You expect to be blessed out of your responsibility. No, you just do what God tells you to do and watch it come in from this queen over there, that king over there, amen, from the trees in the forest, amen. It'll come in from everywhere. God will bless you. I mean, we expect people to do stuff for us, amen. This business and that thing to do, amen, it's not enough, amen. If you think you can come up with just one business that can reap you $63 million without sowing one thing, looking at your life and walks in. And actually, he gave her an offering. I'd love to calculate what he gave her. He won't even mess with you if you're going to mess with him in that small stuff. He doesn't even sweat the small stuff. He's going to do it big or he's not going to do it at all. He's not going to get involved with something he can't sign his name to. El Shaddai. It's El Shaddai, not El Cheapo. Go to John chapter 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come that thou might have life and that thou might have it more abundantly. Amen. Not having enough. Living in lack in Jesus' name. God of more than enough is my Father, and we got barely enough. Only thing that looks like Jesus is the red in the checking account, and the red in his words are red in the Bible. Amen. When you look at our checkbook, it's all red. Amen. I don't think that's what he meant when he said, sign my name, written in blood. I want to go all the way with God. I want to know him as the God of more than enough. I've known him as Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Not only want to provide what I need today, but I have more than enough Amen. That's the league I'm getting into next. The thief cometh about to kill, steal, and kill and destroy, but I'm come that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I am the good. Somebody say good. Shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. What did Jesus come to bring believers? Life and life more abundantly. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says this. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. In Psalm chapter 115 verse 14 it says this. And the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are the blessed of the Lord, you are the blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. Will the Lord God, is God willing to bless you? Yes. To what level will you allow him to bless you? Will you let God be God in your life? It's solid that God wants you blessed. We just did one word. You've got the other ones. Increase, multiply, supply. All those words. There's some other words in here that you could study to find out what God wants to do for you. If you just let him. If you just let him. My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. But that's a supernatural walk. It's a supernatural walk of faith. Amen. I see that more so now than ever. There is a supernatural walk, as the walk of healing and divine health is supernatural. Even though it's provided for everybody, everybody doesn't walk in it. People don't know about divine health because there's certain things they have to do to stay in that. Amen? But there is a divine health that we can walk in, as we can walk in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. But there is divine prosperity. What do you have to do to get divine health? Receive it and walk in righteousness. Same thing about divine prosperity. Is first of all, you have to find out about it. You got to hear about it. Amen. Then you got to apply it to your life, and you got to walk in it. Is everybody going to do it? No. Well, let's stop you from doing it. I tell you what, church, truly, all we need is one. And we got that. Me. I'm serious. All we need is one, and I'll agree to that. You don't have to ask anybody's permission whether you can be the one or not. Amen. You just got to receive it and walk in it. You got to have the boldness to get it. Amen. Why are you praying in the Holy Ghost? Why are you walking by faith? Brother, I'm enjoying life and life more abundantly. Watch what you see next. There's a new leaf coming out on my rose bush. Amen. See, people got to understand it's already within you. See, abundance is already within you. As you are growing up, we are all growing up in God. We are all growing in God. And the Bible says, don't pattern yourself after other people that you've seen that have been in this thing for a long time. They live and die. You know, they just go to church. Amen. Forget it. Amen. You get Miracle-Gro on your roots and do all that other stuff, and you become all that God wants you to be. You don't have to be like them. I'm always breaking myself off. You hear what I'm saying? I'm always breaking myself off. If they don't agree with the Word of God, I don't care how many are out there. I mean, there's a whole world out there. God took Noah all by himself, and Noah didn't look at everybody else and say, ain't nobody else building an ark. Why do I got to build one? Do you hear what I'm saying? God, Abraham didn't say Abraham got blessed because Abraham didn't look up and say, ain't nobody else leaving their town following you all around the world. What do I got to follow you for? Amen. Don't you even do that? You better get the Word of God. If it's only you and God by yourself, if the Word proves it, you walk in it. I don't care about it. I don't have to have one partner in it. Amen. I've got my agreement already. It's me, the Holy Ghost, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and we can take a little quartet on the road anytime he wants to go. Amen. Amen. I'm going to get it all. Watch. I'm going to grab a hold of full prosperity. I'm going to grab a hold of full healing, full manifestation of the Holy Ghost. And it's going to manifest suddenly. I'm going to leave this life shining. 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 People are dropping off all the time. Dropping off every promise they can get to. Just scratching and calling. Don't you know this world is closing out? Don't you know the system is closing out? Don't you know that prosperity is not based on what our economy can do, not based on the stock market? I don't got to turn on the TV and find out what this company's doing and what that company's doing. It's not based on them. It's not, it doesn't have anything to do with them whatsoever. Amen. God will cause it to come in. Well, I gotta keep my eyes on Jesus. Amen. Keep my eyes on the Holy Ghost. Keep my eyes on the Word and watch what God can do. I'll pass them. There's not one man in America that even came close to anything that Abraham had, nor anything that Solomon had. Do you hear what I'm saying? That says we could close down tomorrow and we will come up on top. It's working for some people. There's some people that have gone on before us. Look at these great cloud of witnesses that have gone on before us that are walking in this stuff. Amen. There's some people that found out about this stuff and they got talked about and run down. But look at them today. They're flying all over the place, buying their own jets, buying other people's jets, buying mountains. And the mountains are starting to bring forth gas and all this kind of stuff. Amen. There are people that are moving and walking in this already. Hallelujah. Abundance. More. Somebody say more than enough. I expect it to come in that way. And I'm living that way. I'm living that way. I don't live in fear. I don't live in fear. I mean, one way to live in fear is don't worry about tomorrow. Abundant people can do that verse. Abundant. I'm going to close. But abundant people, listen, you will never have abundance if you don't walk in Matthew, that scripture that we read in Matthew chapter 6. It's not going to come to you until you walk in that same light in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Abundance won't come to anybody that doesn't walk in 6:25. It won't happen. But if you don't worry about your stuff, you don't think about those things, you don't get caught up in that stuff, amen, and you just seek God, watch what he does. Say, I expect supernatural abundance in Jesus' name. Say it again. I expect supernatural abundance in Jesus' name. And I believe in abundance. People talk all the time. I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm about 15 grand in debt total. 20 max. That's everything. That's everything. Me, the ministry, everything. You know what? That's darn good. There have been people out there that have made three times more than the ministry's made, three times more than what I've made. Amen. Out there in the last year. And in the last year, with all the stuff they got, they were in greater debt than I am. Just in the last year, when you really look, when you put down, you bring in a banker, and you go get yourself an accountant, and you let him look at my stuff and the ministry stuff and look at that stuff, what they brought in, guess what? You know who got more money? You thought you were the rich, you know. I'm meeting people. See, you got to learn to walk with the Holy Ghost. People think they're doing so good. But when you crunch the numbers, punch the numbers, how are you doing? He didn't let you go back. He didn't let you go back, did he? No. Are you going forward? Watch next year. Watch next year. Watch next year. $15,000. Be for real. Glory to God. $15,000 to stomp the devil's face off. Isn't that great? Think about it. Think about it. Think about what you got. Brother, I can take care of your house. That's the league we're getting into. That's the league we're getting into. Not the league that we're getting into. That's the league that we are in. That's the league that we are in. That's the covenant that we are in. And abundance goes more than money. Hold on. Abundance goes with members and people. More. Somebody say more than enough. Solomon had a whole city for his chariots. Amen. I believe we're going to need a whole city for people coming to hear the word of God. Amen. more than enough. Lot and Abraham got so rich that they had to move out from each other. They couldn't live in the same town. The town couldn't hold all their stuff. But we're just planting the seed for abundance, because that's one of the things going to happen. Abundance. 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 See, people don't realize that abundance does not come by us trying to make it happen. We're going to get into that. Trying to make it happen, it comes to us being obedient to the Holy Ghost. Obedient to the Holy Ghost. And just staying in the faith line, and it happens to us. Say, abundance happens to us. I receive from God. Amen. He doesn't need you. He loves you. Big difference. Stand up. Stretch out your hand. Say, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive right now, in Jesus' name. I will focus on you. I will seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. And all these things will, shall be added unto me. I'm not going to question it. I just know it's going to take place. In Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.